This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Hundreds of activists have returned to Turkey. They are survivors from a flotilla of ships that Israeli commandos stopped on the way to Gaza. Turkey is one of the few Muslim nations that has relations with Israel, but it was also the source of that flotilla, and thousands of supporters greeted the activists when a plane brought them home. We're going to talk about this with Asla Aydintaşbaş. She is a commentator for a major Turkish newspaper, Milliyet. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good to be here.
When we talk about thousands of people greeting the activists on their return home, does that properly reflect the widespread reaction in Turkey?
It does indeed. In fact, we're going to have the funerals of four of the activists who've died on the boat. And I think that that funeral itself is going to turn into a major outburst of anti-Israeli sentiment in this country. Yesterday, we had the parliament convening for condemnation of Israel, and I don't need to tell you that the newspapers and sort of public commentators are generally rather outraged, and I think this is the most vocal anti-Israeli moment in Turkish history.
The most vocal anti-Israeli moment in Turkish history, and we should emphasize again, this is a country that has relations with Israel, but I take it that the Gaza situation, Israel's isolation of Gaza, has not been popular where you are.
Well, it's been in the works, I think, this sentiment building up. It has somewhat something to do with the situation in Gaza, but also with the fact that we have a conservative Islamist government. So, I mean, the government has been very critical of Israel's embargo in Gaza, the blockade of Gaza. And in fact, last year, in 2009, Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan got into a very public spat with Israeli President Shimon Peres in Davos. I mean, he called Shimon Peres a liar and you know how to kill children and only that, and then he walked out. So this almost unleashed the kind of anti-Israeli sentiment that's been underneath the surface in this country.
Well, that's an interesting point because we're talking about a matter of foreign policy here, but does it become at some point a matter of domestic politics in a country like Turkey?
This is going to be a huge thing in domestic politics, and I think the government is going to, we're going to have elections next year, and the governing Islamist party's votes have been somewhat dwindling, and now it gives them a chance, it gives people a chance to say, we made sure our people, the arrested, got back. We got a condemnation of Israel. We rallied international support. We are working for the people of Gaza. I should tell you that we did not have a Gaza issue until last year or so. I mean, you know, obviously everybody in the Middle East feels very strongly about Palestinians and their suffering. But that said, Gaza was not part of our foreign policy equation, was not part of our domestic equation. Suddenly it is a key component of our foreign policy, of our relations with Israel.
Is there a broader thing going on here in Turkish politics as well? Because Turkey, as you know very well, has been seeking membership in the European Union, has been greeted with a great deal of skepticism, and is sometimes seen as perhaps turning for friendship to Arab countries, which might have a different set of policies and want a different set of policies out of Turkey.
Look, there is a broader strategic shift, quite a tectonic one, I would say, which is that Turkey is not solely looking to the West for its future and alliances. We are a candidate to the European Union, but what's been happening over the past couple of years is something like a return to the Middle East. When the Ottoman Empire ended about 100 years ago, the motto for the new republic was we're going to be secular, we're going to be modernized, and we're going to go west, west, west. And suddenly people have been like, you know, Europeans don't really want us, and we have all the former Ottoman lands that we've turned our back to, and maybe we need to build closer ties.
Asla Aydintaşbaş is a commentator for a major Turkish newspaper, Milliyet. Thanks very much.
Thank you.